Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Oh, I'm standing.
We need some cardboard cutouts for our audience that we can put out there.
Yep. All right, this is the podcast. This is the first episode, Virgin Voyage for a nameless podcast. What are we going to call it, Gatch?
I don't know. Maybe we should get some advice I guess we can't really ask for advice on a Facebook page, can we, if you don't have one?
I put it out there on my own Facebook page that I share with my wife. Where's my sound effects guy?
It
sucks. I can't have my notes up and have my sound effects up at the same time. But yeah, probably hurt my wife's feelings if I made my own Facebook page. It's for fucking promotional purposes only. And that's the thing I like about podcasts too. I don't have to worry about accidentally cussing. We're not on the radio.
It's all right to cuss here. We're going to be explicit.
We're adults. We're all adults here, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, we need to find a name. We've thrown around stand up on one leg. Tripod was taken.
And that was probably the favorite amongst everybody, I think, was the Tripodcast.
Yeah, and I wasn't trying to be, it's me who stand up on one leg. It's just kind of original. I don't know how many people are going to be doing we'll probably be standing on our last leg before the end of this episode.
Hey-o.
Where's my Ed McMahon sound effect? And before it gets too bad, we probably better get into some
boring
topics. Hey, is that coming out of here or is that coming in there?
I'm not sure where that's coming from.
So, yeah, we could also use a sound guy, Jeff Simpson, calling out to you. Of course, this won't even air probably for a week at least, so we won't even tell the date. Some people podcast weeks in advance.
I know. It's sometime in the new millennium. That's all I'm going to say.
All I know is the world hasn't ended yet.
It's coming, though. I hear that's coming up in about 6 months.
Yeah, December 18th or 21st or something.
Do you think that's real, though?
Do
you think the world is really going to end?
I don't think it ever will.
No?
I mean,
ever?
Unless it self-implodes. I don't know. How long has it been going?
I don't know.
Jesus or God or whoever invented the heavens. He invented the heavens and the earth.
I know. We need to ask this Jesus guy.
Here's what I want to know, Jesus. When your dad invented the heavens and the earth, what about fucking Pluto and Saturn and all those things? You know, it's just the Bible doesn't say anything about any other planets, just heaven and earth. And it was good. And then on the seventh day, he rested. So I don't know. Don't get me into religion so early.
I know. We're already splitting people.
So I asked you about this earlier, and you said you'd heard of it. I want to go back to Vegas. They got the heart attack grill.
That sounds good to me.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I would eat there.
Here's their catchphrase.
Bacon on it,
you,
I'm there.
You can't accuse the Heart Attack Grill for false advertising. A woman collapsed into unconsciousness at the Las Vegas restaurant while eating a double bypass burger, drinking a margarita, and smoking a cigarette.
Wow.
So they'll let you indulge yourself.
Who smokes while they eat, though, you know?
Kramer, I saw from Seinfeld one time. He was smoking and drinking out of the side of his mouth and smoking and blowing smoke out of his nose while he was swallowing beer, so that's pretty good. But anyway, this unnamed customer, she was the second in just over 2 months to collapse at the restaurant while eating one of the famed burgers named after various forms of cardiac arrest. So back in February, another customer was caught on video being carted out by paramedics after suffering a heart attack while eating a quadruple bypass burger.
You're just asking for it, though.
I know.
But you got to sign a release before eating those, probably,
right?
Well,
I don't know.
You would think so. I, well, I don't know.
I would. Well, no, I wouldn't. The heart attack grill's owner.
If you have
owner,
a heart attack, do you get it for free?
Maybe. I don't know. I'd hope they pay your hospital bill.
At least get a picture of your heart on the wall
yeah,
while it's open.
Their owner, John Basso, tells ABC News that the woman is currently recovering in the hospital. And he also told them that he himself has eaten at least one single bypass burger every day since his restaurant
every
first
day?
Opened 7 years ago. He said it's a lifestyle issue. We attract the avant-garde of lifestyle seekers.
I guess you got to put it out there because people are going to eat it anyway, right?
Lifestyle seekers, when I hear that, it's more like a fetish club or
so alternate lifestyles.
Exactly.
I love huge, greasy burgers.
Oh, you asked if they pay for your meal? Check this out. Heart Attack Grill offers free meals to any customer who weighs over 350 pounds. And they feature a butterfat milkshake, non-filtered cigarettes, flatliner fries, four burgers each rated on a ascending scale from single to quadruple bypass.
Wow.
So if you just eat there all the time, I guess you could eat for free all the time if you're over 350.
Yeah, yeah, and then you would never get below that, obviously.
Here's a tongue-in-cheek warning. There's a sign at the restaurant's door stating that the offered dining fare is a health risk, and the waitresses even wear nurses' uniforms.
But do they know CPR and all that kind of stuff? Because if they're having a heart attack right there, shouldn't they know something?
They should, like, invest in a defibrillator.
Yeah,
is it fibu or fribu? Defibu.
I always said defibrillator.
I've you know, not trying to, like, steal any ideas, but I've been listening to some podcasts lately just to kind of get a feel of what it's all about. And these people, they don't know shit. They don't know anything more than me. So I could say defrib.
Defib, that means, like, you're not lying.
Right. After you get defibbed, you get up. You're not lying on the ground anymore. I defibbed him. He was lying down. But, yeah, that owner, he also says it's the mecca for unhealthy lifestyles. Ooh, last year, the company's 600-pound spokesmodel died when he was only 29.
600-pound spokesmodel.
I wonder if he could get two meals a day for free because
he was
700 pounds.
Yeah, you get a little discount, though, 600 pounds.
Jeez. So I guess if you're over 350 and you're eating a quadruple bypass and you have a heart attack, it's free meal.
But is that show kind of brought on from, like, the Man versus Food show that you see on TV? Because I would just open up a restaurant just to have, you know, come here and eat 20 pounds of pancakes.
Right.
Just to get on the Food Network, and then you get all the business.
And what's that guy's name? Adam or something?
Yeah, something like that.
He was in my death pool for a while.
Really?
I was like, he's going to die eating fucking 85 ghost peppers and eating four hamburgers that are like 8 feet tall a piece. I've seen it.
Followed by some hot wings.
Yeah, that's gross. I mean, I like food, but if I eat more than a plateful, maybe it's because I'm old now. I just feel miserable. I can't sleep. If I eat too late, listen to me.
That's how it is, though.
I know. It's terrible being old.
I know. You go to a good buffet and you enjoy it while you're there, and then you just feel like crap.
Dude, when I was younger, I go to Izzy's buffet and eat like fucking, I would count at least 20, 30 pieces of pizza.
Yeah.
Now I eat like 4 or 5 pieces and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, you don't even get your money's worth.
Save room for some salad. Oh, sorry. I was going to cuss there when I
thought you did and then you just beeped it.
I did, but you know what I did? I failed. So, yeah. I think we might need to hire a sound guy that can do these things because I'm trying to multitask here and this guy's laughing in my face.
Who's that?
I don't know. Now my fucking screen froze up. Well, he's laughing. He's an idiot. I fucking hate that guy. I almost think he's making fun of us. All right.
I saw a story this last week about a zookeeper who there was a 4-year-old monkey or 4-month-old monkey, and some people were feeding it peanuts and it couldn't digest the peanuts.
Penis?
The peanuts.
Oh, peanuts.
And the mother didn't want to lick its butt to help it digest it, so the zookeeper went over there and graciously wiped off its butt and licked it for an hour until the peanut came out of its butt. And so he's like a hero. I think it happened in China or something.
So he
there.
Licked a nut out of a monkey's butt?
Yeah, he just licked the butt until the peanut came out. And I'd imagine you'd hold it up, but it was like it was some kind of trophy, like you just won the Wimbledon, right?
I think you would. That's fucking weird, dude. He must really love animals.
He must.
So is that what the monkey, was he making that noise as he was
you'd
licking
have to. You know, but isn't it kind of messing, because zookeepers aren't supposed to mess with, like, natural selection, right, or anything like.
Right.
But maybe the mother was, like, teaching a lesson. Well, you're stupid enough to eat peanuts off the ground. You can't digest them. You should die. Right. And that guy goes over there and messes with it. Starts licking the monkey's butt.
So he probably got paid for that because he's a zookeeper and that's his job?
I would hope so. I'd hope a bonus.
Okay, so he's getting paid for licking nuts out of a monkey's butt. Cuckoo.
I've never seen it, but they might want to do that for, like, the little candy machines that you have now. You put a quarter in there, and then you get to lick the monkey's butt, and candy comes out.
Whoa, but it would be a fake monkey?
No, or real.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I don't want to lick monkey's butts. If I was a zookeeper, I don't think I would go up to that amount of Call of Duty. Or whatever you call
it.
I
wouldn't.
That's a fun game. Got any gamers out there? I fucking hate. I don't hate them, but I guess I don't have time for video games. I know you like to play your Xbox sometimes.
I do sometimes. I haven't for a while.
Are you more into like those killing games where you just shoot and kill everybody, or are you more into like Skyrim?
No,
I've met a lot of comic friends over the years.
Uh-huh.
Or year. It seems like I've been doing this forever, but as I've been doing stand-up lately, and a lot of these guys are nerds, but they're
a lot of them
extroverted
are
nerds. Yeah, and they spend, I think he said, 290 hours to finish Skyrim, which was basically 11 days.
Straight.
He doesn't really have.
I believe it. Yeah, I've known people that I don't even consider gamers that put like 150 hours into that game.
I think it was too hardcore. The graphics and everything were like, I'm just used to like,
it's
if
too
anything,
big.
Top view on Grand Theft Auto on PS1, where it's just like a regular.
The
video.
Worlds are too big. It's too much of a time investment.
I like,
you know,
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Yeah, that's a fun game.
Actually, I was down in Eugene the other day, and at Pizza Pipeline, they have the arcade version of Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Oh, I love that. With the little things where you, body blue, body blue, body
yeah.
blue.
Glass Joe is going yep. down. But
Uppercut.
That's right. Hey, here's the next note I got. Have you ever seen Sarah Silverman completely nude?
I have not.
Would you want to, though? She probably has a hairy jupus. Now, you'd probably ask why I would even ask that question. Well, apparently she's being featured in a movie that's coming out, or did come out soon, called Take This Waltz, where she's featured full frontal nudity.
I heard her talking about that a little bit not too long ago.
Maybe that's where I saw it on a Huffington Post or something. She said it's going to be awful. It's just so not pretty. But I don't even know why. I guess a naked girl, I just have to mention her.
Yeah. Did you see that movie she was in with Jeff Garland? I just want someone cheese with to cut cheese with or something like that.
That's the name of the movie?
It was something like that.
I did not see that. I didn't even hear about it.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's worth checking out.
All right. Where are we now? Are we? I know on that counter it was like 13 minutes when we even started.
So we're probably about 10, 15 minutes in, right?
Sweet. I don't just want to keep doing story after story. You got any funny stories about yourself that happened recently or when you were a kid?
I don't have any funny stories that happened
Come on, dude.
Recently that I recall.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know either one of us. Well, anybody who's going to be listening to this probably either accidentally stumbled upon it or knows us and thought, this might be stupid. I should be listening to Terry and Dustin. Well, in case anyone doesn't know, we met probably, what, I think 92? 94,
yeah.
Somewhere
94.
Around there. I think the first time I met Dustin, we were camping up at Green Peter, and he was really wasted. And he was.
I was 18, fresh out of school.
He was sitting by a campfire, pouring black cherry soda on his own head.
And barbecue sauce. I remember that.
I don't remember I barely remember it. I get a little visual when I think about the story, but.
Yeah. I
were up there with the Wambackers. Dan had his boat and stuff, I think, and everybody was up there partying, but.
Yeah, it was my first kind of introduction to a lot of the circle, and then I remember on the way up there having Old Milwaukee in one hand, and then I had Seagram 7 in the other hand. And that, you know, that's not a good combination, and I think I was down for the count after a while. I remember cooking a hot dog in the fire for a while until it was completely black and then throwing it at somebody's head. It was Brian Landtrup. I threw it at his head, and he was probably about 2 feet away from me at the time, and so I was, yeah, I was pretty right much right there in the head.
Was he stoked?
He was not. He was the opposite of stoked, from what I hear. I don't remember that
he
much.
He was unstoked, Brian. Oh, you said something, and I went, whoa, and then I wrote it down because I knew I would have forgot within 5 seconds. Uh-huh. For our younger viewers who may not know what Old Milwaukee is a beer. It was a precursor to Milwaukee's Best, which you street kids who don't probably listen to the internet anyway, but Milwaukee's Best used to be Old Milwaukee, and we were cleaning out my bush. No, a literal bush. It's a holly bush behind my house. Uh-huh. And we're kind of cleaning up the backyard, getting ready for barbecue season. And my wife actually found it, a can of Old Milwaukee with the bottom punched out for shotgun purposes. And it was kind of stained and old, but shit, they don't even make those anymore.
They
so
haven't for a long time. It's been probably 12 to 15 years, I think.
I got an Old Milwaukee can that has been shotgunned probably by a member of Void.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, because Pat and Ron, I think, used to drink that.
Oh, man. Those guys are the ones that got me drinking. I did. I drank and I spit it out. Speaking of spitting out Old Milwaukee, here's another funny story. Just off the top of my head, y'all. We're practicing years ago, and we're at Waterloo. I think it was Pubic Hairs with Split Ends, which was a band.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Park, Jason Lay, and some others. And it was so cold out there. It was wintertime, about 32 degrees. And we were in an uninsulated, unheated shack, as most rockers do. And I had a can of Old Milwaukee. And then there was a can, because I was playing Pat Wambacher's drums, he had a can of Old Milwaukee that didn't have beer in it, though. It had chew spit in it.
Nice.
And it was as full as my beer, which is probably 3/4 way full. And it was as cold as my beer because it was like a freezer out there. So we played a tune, and I went to take a nice swig of Old Milwaukee, and I got a swig of Pat Wambacher saliva with Copenhagen.
That's never good.
And I went, and I spit it all over his drums.
That was probably several sessions of chew spit, too. Huh?
Oh, I don't see how. How many times do you have to spit in it? We should try that on the next podcast. I'll get a can, and every time I get any saliva built up, which won't be very much, because
we'll see how long it takes to get 3/4 of
I constantly suffer from chronic, get it, chronic cotton mouth. It never quits. That's why I drink a lot.
It doesn't go away.
Speaking of getting older, people tell me Mountain Dew. If I drank as much Mountain Dew, plug for Mountain Dew, as you, I would be fat, but I'm skinny kind of.
Huh.
Mm. Dew from the mountain. So anyway, that was a story about drinking chew spit. That was fun.
Yeah.
Hey, we should start a Twitter page.
We need a name first. I guess we'll have to check out the website when we decide what our website will be.
Well, won't we have to have a name before we make the website? It's kind of like a catch-23 situation.
I know, it is.
It's like you're going in a circle. And no, I didn't really mean catch-23. I will use terms that are incorrect on purpose several times throughout, like defibrillator. I don't even know. You don't know how to say it right.
Did you ever see that movie 23 with Jim Carrey?
I did, and you know what's weird?
I watched it
23 times.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was the prequel to the show 24.
It isn't?
No, I was disappointed.
Oh man. That was good. I did watch it 23 times, though, and then I wanted to watch it again because I thought there was a part that I missed because it's so, like, weird. It's kind of like that movie Memento. Have you ever watched that?
Yeah, I watched that not too long ago.
Did you ever watch it backwards on DVD?
No.
Just watch the last scene right before credits roll, and then when it credits, go back, and then it goes to the second to the last scene.
Yeah, and then watch it like how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and it's fucking stupid. It's kind of like that Seinfeld episode where they went to India and the whole thing was backwards.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good. But hey, good segue. Hey, we're going to get a Twitter as soon as we name our show. And I was anti-Twitter. You had like 500 Twitter accounts before I even. And the only reason, I don't know, more of this senseless information for you guys who already noticed, but hey, we could have a huge audience of people coming back to listen to the Maiden Voyage. I just started doing stand-up comedy about a year ago, and all my comic friends that I met from Portland, they all have Twitters. And then they tweet, and then they got it linked up with their Facebook, and then it goes via Twitter, and then...
And it goes right to your Facebook?
And then I don't care, because I can't ever twit what I want to twit in fucking 140 characters. I'm richer than that. I'm long-winded, and I can't... I'm always having to backspace and, like...
What you got to do, though,
use
is...
Use text language, BRB, LOL, HIJK, LMNOP.
What you got to do is get your Twitter to send it to your Facebook, and then any Facebook post, have that send it to your Twitter, so it's just going back and forth.
But I don't think any of my Facebook posts are less than 140 characters. I guess you could link it. Just post a link to the post. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, long story even longer, I finally got a Twitter because... I don't know. I felt like I had to.
Can you Twitter that story?
I doubt it. I'll Twitter a link to this fucking show as soon as we get a name for it. But speaking of Seinfeld and Twitter, Larry David was also anti-Twitterer. And
he was. He's an old grumpy guy, though.
He is. He is. He likes to play bingo, though. But no, he got, well, he didn't really receive the money, but he got bribed $10,000 to join Twitter.
$10,000?
Yep, there's a place called Charity Bribes, and they launched their first bribe on March 13th. They asked Larry David to join Twitter, and then they received 103 pledges in 30 days, totaling $10,163 to donate to his favorite charity, which was the National Resources Defense Council, which anybody who watches Curb Your Enthusiasm knows he uses that in the show. He was anonymous. Well, if he would have known it was going to be anonymous,
he would have known it was going to be anonymous.
So
he
would have
started
pissed.
Anonymous Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah, I wonder if he wanted to be at anonymous for. No, so he just under the wire, he had 30 days to challenge the or accept the challenge and tweet, and he just did it. And if he didn't do it by the certain day, the NRDC would get no money.
Well, he kind of has to. If it's really his favorite charity, and then you probably got the charity knocking on your other door going, hey, you know.
Right.
You're going to not do that to give us
And just
grand?
To know that he probably hates it even more because in 2 months he's already got 4,000 followers. You can follow him, too, at LarryDavid4.
Why? He's the fourth Larry David.
I guess maybe so there's enough. Other people named David Larry.
It would be a common name, I would think, I guess.
Well, there's a lot of people with two first names.
He's got to be hating that, though, right? It's like that he was probably trapped on both ends to have to do it, and you know.
I've noticed some other people recently joining, like the dude from The Office, Steve Carell.
Oh, really?
He just recently tweeted that he recently started tweeting. But
I saw David Letterman. He did it for a while, and then I saw where he did his last tweet. And he was just done with it, and he's like, I'm tired of it. And then he did his last tweet, and that was it.
And the only reason I do it is to, like, what do you call it? Blow up? No. The only reason I do it is to network with people.
Yeah.
You know, I finally found out what the FF was, too. You ever see FF?
Yeah, the Fast Friday, Fast Food.
Nope.
Friday.
Fat Ass Friday.
Forward.
Nope. Friday Forward. Forward Friday.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, so you say, hey, FF these people. Fuck off, fucker. So every once in a while, like if I've done a show with these certain comedians, I'll like FF them. And then they'll retweet me, which feels weird. Have you ever been retweeted?
I have.
Dude, it feels so weird.
Have you ever tweeted to someone like, you know, bigger than life?
Can you tweet on their page?
Well, you could send them like a private message, basically.
I've never done that. I've never done it. I've commented on people's tweets, I've retweeted, and I've been retweeted.
Nice.
And then sometimes people retweet me that I don't know because they like the people that I was FFing, and then they follow me.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and there's this comic who like tweets me. He FFs me sometimes, and he's from somewhere on the East Coast, and I feel bad now because I'm not even following him yet.
You got to follow back. People get missed or pissed if you don't follow them back?
They get missed and pissed.
Man, I feel missed. You're not following me back.
Yeah, it's like I follow you. Do you ever get the porn followers?
Yeah,
I'll say, hey,
I've gotten those.
This chick follows me, and then you go to her site, and her website is analaction.com dpheaven.com. Hey, I saw your profile and I thought you were so cute.
I live in Yorktown.
Oh, and this is just, you know, I don't even care. I know my wife's going to listen to this, and I don't care because she loves me. She doesn't care. I watch porn on my Kindle, and I used to have to watch it on a 3-inch screen on my phone. And that's the only way I could justify paying an extra $30 for a smartphone is to watch as much porn as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls, they say, well, why do you want to watch porn on a 3-inch screen? It's so little. Well, you can hold it right up to your eyes, and it's just like watching a big screen in the living room.
It is.
And if your daughter or wife walks in, you can just say, oh, I'm getting a text, and you just push on the screen, and then you put it in your pocket. But so, like, I don't know if any of you listeners out there, if there's any guys out there listening, I know that you watch porn because that's just, some people can deny it or like masturbation or whatever. But so on the sidebar of redtube.com, they've got local girls want to suck your dick.
Yeah, and it's always your town. That's
yeah. So I was on there the other day and it said, girls in Sweet Home want to suck your dick. And then it had this picture of these two Asian chicks that were making out, and they were totally naked, and it said Sweet Home. And then there was a girl from Crawfordsville that had, like, the hugest boobs I've ever seen.
Crawfordsville.
That's in between Sweet Home and Brownsville, which is, you know, to you listeners that are from the bigger cities, you know, we're just fucking hicks from the little towns. But
that's maybe, what, like 50 people live there?
They don't even have a population on their sign. It doesn't even say welcome to. It just says Crawfordsville.
I think it's a popular swimming hole.
Yeah, well, it's right. Yeah, and there's a bridge, the white covered bridge that was in the flood 1976 with Martin Milner and Robert Culp.
I don't know either of those people.
They're old. That's how old I am. Robert Culp was the dude from Greatest American Hero that wasn't the Greatest American Hero. A helicopter pilot in another show. You remember that dude? He kind of looks like the dad from Seventh Heaven.
Yeah,
why do I know that?
I know. You're all about Seventh Heaven.
I had
today.
A daughter when that show was out of my butt. I forgot what we were talking about.
You're talking about...
Oh, the flood, the bridge, Crawfordsville.
Yeah, Crawfordsville.
Girls in Sweet Home want to suck your dick. And so then I couldn't help but, like, scroll to see, and then, like...
Yeah, you might know them.
There was, And then, like, it scrolls by itself if you don't scroll it. And then the same picture came up of another chick, or of the same chick, but then it said she was from Walterville. Which is clear past Springfield. Hey, all you Eugene folks
you
know
sure?
where Walter.
Are you
hey,
sure they weren't twins?
People in Walterville want to suck your dick. She also lives in Sweet Home, depending on where you're located.
Yeah, she's got motels in both cities.
RedTube is requesting permission to access your location so we can tell you where the hot chicks that want to suck your dick are.
I've known people to fall for that stuff before, though. That
oh,
they actually will tell me, hey, I was on the internet the other day, and there's really some hot chicks in this town.
We won't mention any names, but we both know who we're talking about, don't we? Yes, it said hot chicks in Lebanon want to suck my dick. And I was like, I clicked on it, dude. I paid $19.99 for 2 months, and nobody hooked me up. Speaking of all that gross, nasty stuff, have you heard of that guy, Brian McKnight?
Yes.
Did you hear about
McKnight,
his...
He's Belpiv DeVoe?
I don't know. He's fag, fig, fofo.
He's something, one of those.
He's
things.
Not very good. I mean, sure, he's probably an awesome producer and writer.
Yeah,
and
I think that's what he concentrates on, right?
Seems really good. Well, there was a weird story about him. Did you hear it?
No, I did not.
So he's pretty much bubblegummy, right? A little bit top 40-ish.
Yeah, I'd go R&B-ish.
You don't want to say the P word or the C word in his songs, right? That's what I thought. Well,
I don't know
this is about a month ago because we kind of got a little late start on the podcast, but old news is good news sometimes. Brian McKnight was holed up in his house for a month, and he was going stir crazy, so he wrote an X-rated song.
Yeah.
And they had it on YouTube. He claims it's a parody, and it's not for everyone. And for those of you who can't see air quotes over the internet.
There was some air quotes
yeah.
going on.
So here's the middle or the main line from the song. It says, let me show you how your pussy works since you didn't bring it to me first.
Wow.
I thought he was a nice, wholesome boy.
Huh.
Turns out he's just another.
He wants to show you how your pussy works.
Here's where you pee out of it. Here's where it gets a little crusty if you have a piercing.
So he's doing amateur exams. Is he looking to, is he going to medical school? Maybe he's doing
Brian
a little...
McKnight, OBGYN.
He's doubling on, as that's a USA gun. Show, right?
It's going to be. It'll be right after Burn Notice.
Yeah. Have you ever watched that show?
My dad used to watch it, so I've seen parts of it, but I've never watched it enough to know if it's good or bad.
I want to watch it and get into it because I like Bruce Campbell and stuff, but I just can never really get into it.
Yeah,
every
but
time I watch it, he's not on there.
I only like it when he's like fighting zombies or cutting his own hand off or punching himself in the face with a hand that it was his. Or driving a Cadillac through a fucking portal upside down and screaming. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart. Hey, are there any like really popular comedians that you just don't like either because of the fact that they're popular or just because you don't like them? I want to get some shit talking. Chitaki. Shihatsu.
I don't know. I don't know. I get kind
I'm
of
just
bothered
I'm
by,
fishing. I'm fishing for a certain name.
I get kind
name.
Of bothered sometimes by Let's Daniel see. Tosh.
Ooh, that's a good one. And
not that I don't think he's talented or whatever, but I don't think the writers behind the show get as much credit as they probably should behind him.
I watched some early stand-up of his just because who doesn't like to watch funny videos? I mean,
yeah.
But then you have to sit there and listen to him do 20-second commentary on one, say this about the other. I mean, I like those shows, but then I thought, well, this dude has his own show. He must be the good dick sucker, or he must be working hard, you know? So then I saw a stand-up, a full-hour thing from, like, 2003. He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I was fishing for another name. I thought you were going to say it, too. Dane Cook.
Oh.
Now, I like...
I don't know. I've never really watched much of his stuff.
I thought the first... I don't know what it is about him. Maybe it's just he's kind of cocky, and he kind of acts like he's way cooler than he probably is. But I don't know what it is about him. I just... Maybe it's because he got so popular so fast.
I think that's part of it, is that, and that he's kind of pretty. I think.
I wasn't going to say that, but I was.
I don't think
it's funny. It passed my
pretty people.
Yeah.
Pretty comedians.
And someone else that I heard on another podcast was saying that it's all about the social networking as far as boosting your popularity in comedy, returning emails to people saying, thanks for coming to my show, sending them emails when you're coming back to town. Hey, I'm going to have a show at this place. We'd love to, like a personal email. And so, of course, he has a whole team of people that does that for him. But, but yeah, you might not have heard this. It even made me kind of more, Dane Cook, he's been picked up by NBC for a sitcom, which they're going a little crazy with new sitcoms on NBC. But it's a single camera comedy called Next Caller, and he's a DJ at a satellite radio station.
Satellite radio? Isn't that already kind of behind? Isn't that on the way out?
Well, I guess, I don't know. I know there's a lot of serious DJs, and they're not kidding around. No, like XM, Sirius style, like, what does XM stand for?
So he's going to try to pull off, like, trying to be Howard Stern for NBC kind of a thing, behind-the-scenes thing?
I guess. It says he struck a development deal with the network in September last year, and in March, Next Caller pilot was announced, and I just don't see how it's going to be.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a good premise, but I know as a comedian, if your goal is to be on TV and get a show, he's probably pitched 20, 40 shows to them and just waiting for one to get picked up, and this is probably the one that they just grabbed.
Right, right. And so it's like that's a kind of maybe, now that I think about it, might be a good vehicle for him to get his actual stand-up jokes and material because he's going to be a DJ. What does a DJ do? He talks.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to be sitting there single camera talking like he's talking to the internet radio station or Sirius satellite.
He's going to be throwing jokes out there.
But, yeah, I don't know. They probably – he's probably one of their – like, they're probably counting on him to do well because he's already popular. Because they signed, like, six other comedies with, like, Matthew Perry and
Jenna
Elfman, fucking Anne Hesh.
Is the Whitney show still on?
I don't know, but I thought that wasn't very good. Did you ever watch it?
I watched it a couple times. I don't know.
I thought she was kind of funny chick as far as stand-up goes, but...
Yeah, it just didn't... It was nothing special. It was just your standard toss a comedian in an apartment show.
Right, and make up everyday stories of what's going to go happen and how to get mad at your boyfriend for doing this. Yeah. Or
and there's a lot of good writers out there, so it's not hard making one of those shows engaging and to make you laugh a few times per show.
And then make a storyline that gets you wondering what's going to happen on the next show.
Yeah, and you know, every line is a one-liner that's meant for laughs. And
now, I didn't watch it enough to know, did they have a laugh track or a studio audience?
I don't know that.
I'm kind of tired of that, I think. Well, laugh tracks were always stupid, I thought, when it's canned laughter. Seinfeld, okay, because that was people. That was real people. But I like Curb Your Enthusiasm, no laugh track, no studio audience. Probably Larry Sanders doesn't have any studio audience, because that show's been off for a while, hasn't it, though?
Larry Sanders?
Yeah, isn't that old?
Yeah,
Like 90s, late 80s, early 90s? Yeah.
I watched that recently from beginning to end, the whole series, and that was a good show. I really liked that show.
I came across it on, like, IFC or something, and, like, late night, so it was uncut, and I didn't realize Janine Garofalo was in it, and Jeffrey Tambor and those guys, and... No. That was pretty funny. Some reason, I don't know what it is, the way he looks, or you guys can't see me, but he fucking has that Gilbert Gottfried.
He does.
Squinty eyes, and he's got the red cheeks. Like, his hair looks coarse and brittle. Yeah.
He looks like he's ill and he could die at any time.
Now, especially. But even back then, he just looked brash all over. Like, his face was red and his hair was
like he was in deep pain.
Yeah,
all
like,
the time.
I don't know. And I don't know if that had an effect on me. I loved Gilbert Gottfried. He talked funny and squinted his eyes.
Yeah.
But he was hilarious. I don't know why I didn't like Larry Sanders, but I just would see him and it would be like,
I don't know. Yeah, you do kind of have to get, you know, he's kind of like Dee Snider in that way that you got to get used to being uncomfortable looking at his face.
I love that. Gary Shandling is similar to Dee Snider in like,
what I heard is that show came about around the time that Jay Leno and David Letterman were having their little squabble way back in the day.
Oh.
And Gary Shandling, I think, was offered the role to take over.
For the Late Show? Whatever it was?
Yeah, whatever it was. But he kind of turned it down because he wanted to do his own little take on the comedy side of the backstage thing. And that's when...
Oh, so he made a show.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of already in development, I think. And he had... But at that time, he was, you know, because I think he had guest hosted for.
I think he had too, and I used to wonder because I used to love the late or the Tonight Show, and then I'm like, who is this dude with his squinty eyes and his red face and his coarse hair? I don't even know if his hair is coarse. I've never felt it, but it looks just like he's got some bad disease. But he must have been. And how old is he? Probably 60 or something now.
Oh, he's got to be at least that.
Seinfeld's almost
60. I'd say, pushing.
Can you believe that?
I know.
Seinfeld's almost 60.
It's like 70. He's got to be pushing.
What's Seinfeld going to look like when he's like 70? And I didn't know that those guys
still have black hair.
Started so young. I was just getting lost in YouTube today. Like, it's so easy to do.
Yep.
And it showed Jay Leno's first performance on The Tonight Show.
Did he have a bag of Doritos?
No, but he had a goofy-looking suit with a shirt that didn't match and a mullet, kind of. And his chin hadn't really grown into itself yet. It was, it wasn't stuck out so far. He didn't look
grown
so,
into his chin?
He looked kind of like, I'm not going to remember now. But anyway, it was 1977, dude.
Wow.
And he did about maybe 5 minutes, but he was talking about stuff that I swear. And, you know, people talk about the same stuff without stealing or whatever, but he was talking about, oh, God, I need more medicine. I can't even remember what's going on. But he was talking about stuff that I have heard other people talk about, which, you know, it's always like that. So a friend of mine posted on Facebook something about, heard that the sequel to Battleship was going to be Connect Four.
I saw that.
And then there was a bunch of people that had positive comments, and then some guy goes, oh, that would be funny if Jimmy Fallon did it 2 weeks ago. And then the guy's like, well, I don't watch Jimmy Fallon, so I didn't know that. And he goes, thanks for shitting on my post. Like, it happens. I can't post anything that I like to post without getting shat upon by some fucking asshole. But,
he's kind of a local celebrity, though, at the same time. So, I mean, you're always going to get one of those guys.
Right. was going to say.
Yeah, or put their foot in their mouth. And
you're in broadcasting, so you have to watch every show about everything all the time. Yeah. Like, you watch Jimmy Kimmel.
You're
Jimmy
a local Fallon. Celebrity, so you watch every show.
Yeah, aren't you up on things? Come on. You
drive I want me. An assistant that updates me on all that kind of stuff. I kind of do that to Ron because I probably shouldn't admit that I watch Survivor and Celebrity Apprentice. But I always fill in Ron. I know he doesn't watch
Enron?
It. Yeah, Enron. Ron, our friend, who is metal. He doesn't
he
watch
metal.
That kind of stuff.
But his wife always, does, doesn't he?
No, I don't know if she does. Or I just she... like to update him on that because I know that he doesn't care.
Oh, I thought you were getting updates from him.
No, I update
him. Oh, okay.
Him. Because
yeah.
I know that he's not
he probably
really
just
into
watches
it.
The Raiders and Slayer videos.
Yeah, he did, yeah. I don't know what he watches.
He some probably sports. Watches paint dry. he probably watches his kid walk off from him after he was a dick. Not Ron, but the kid. And just why is it still legal to punch small children? Sometimes they deserve it. I mean, geez.
I know.
Don't get me into that. I'll call in the clowns. That just doesn't sound like it's even coming through the board, is it?
I don't know.
Have you been to the dentist lately? That sound just makes me cringe.
Some people don't like clowns. Do you know anybody that doesn't like they have this unnatural hate of clowns?
I don't know anybody that has a hate, but I know several people who have extreme fear of clowns.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And that's weird that the clown and the dentist would go together, because could you imagine how scared you'd be of a clown, a dentist that was a clown? Like,
well, they both have helium balloons.
So
right?
Maybe the guy's like, oh, who knows, he's a little bit sheltered, and he doesn't know that dentists and clowns scare people. And he's like, well, you know, kids like clowns. You hire clowns for a kid's birthday party. I can do animal balloons and... Oh, wait. I don't have to do that with my mouth. I got this thing. I do... I got a horn, and I've got some stuff. And so he's like, I found a great way to keep the kids calm while they go to the dentist. I just dress up in a clown outfit and put a makeup on with a big smiley face.
And a bow tie.
So then the kid comes in with his mom, and he's like, look, it's the clown dentist. And he's like, ah! Mommy! Mommy! It's like, no, he's got a balloon. He's making, look, he made a dentist drill for you. Look, it's a dentist drill. It's not even loud enough. But yeah, I don't like the dentist. I don't want to go. I don't also want to get dentures, but I probably will someday.
Do they have classes for clowns, like on how to
I thought you said glasses at first. I was going to say, well, yeah, they got clown glasses.
Yeah, they got clown glasses. But
they
do have classes
it's called,
for, like,
it's called,
bending
it's
balloons?
Called, it's called Clown College.
Yeah, I know they got a college, but I mean,
they teach that there, too.
Huh.
Actually, my friend, who we don't, we do mention names, but I'm going to call him Lodestone. He's my crew leader out at the Oregon Country Fair.
Uh-huh.
And he just recently retired. He was a clown part-time. He's a part-time mm-hmm. clowner, and he'd always do clowning at the Fourth of July celebration in Harrisburg, where the whole mm-hmm. town shuts down for a day. And he'd come on his bike, and his friend had a taxi cab, yellow checkered cab.
I've never seen a clown come on a bike.
Dude, he came all over it. And then he came riding up to my house, and he's like, oh, God damn it, where's the sound effect guy? So he came riding up to my house, and he was like, I go, dude, you look like a cow. No, he had a little, he came to my door, and I said, come on in. And then he went, and I said, dude, quit clowning around. And then he came all over his bike. He said, hey, could you pull up some porn on the internet? I was like, just a second. Then the cops showed up.
So he just retired, you're saying?
Yeah, he just retired. Sorry, I got sidetracked with the sound effects. Yeah, he retired because he got tired of clowning around, and but he scared the shit out of kids too. He had a beard, but he still put makeup on. It was weird. You seen those old?
Yeah,
they got like hobo clown or hobo mustache and shit. I don't even know. But yeah, he stopped clowning, and he went to not clown college, so I guess, yeah, there are classes that are just, like, considered school.
Yeah.
You know, we could go like this so we don't have to. We've been looking out of the corner of our eyes at each other.
I know. We have. We could take a break.
We don't take breaks on this show.
And we're back.
Shit. Man in the box. And we're back.
So, yeah, I have
Well, I got about 15 minutes left anyway.
Do they So they have classes on, like, tying the balloons, I would imagine. Do they show, like, how to do adult tying of the balloons? Where do you learn that?
Like cock and balls? Or
yeah, like cocks and giant vaginas and, you know, because, I mean,
that might be
you
a
could
thing.
Probably sell, the, you know, a
balloon. Well, you know, when you go to
a
school of art, they're going to show you how to draw flowers and horses and stuff. But then when you get to be a good artist and become yourself, you start drawing vaginas and penises on your own time. So maybe you might just have to embellish an elephant into a penis.
Yeah, you could.
Because it's
or
got
just
a trunk.
Draw an elephant vagina.
those things are huge.
And those, that could be like your thing. You just draw giant elephant vaginas and different things that look like elephant vaginas. Which what else would look like an elephant vagina? I don't know.
I've never even I've seen an elephant butthole one time. Hey, have you ever seen Black Pussy? That's a band. There's a band. It's a band from Portland. Yeah. No, I had the same thing, Jeff Simpson. Second time we named him off. So since you got covered, you should sponsor us by being our sound guy.
Sound guy.
We need a sound guy because we're like kind of fumbling around. But anyway, I saw elephant butthole on a TV show where there was a dude and he was sweeping up behind the elephant.
Yeah.
And then like the elephant sat down real quick and his whole head went up the elephant's butt, like clear down to his shoulders. And so the guy kind of like touched the back of each of his hamstrings on the old elephant and like just pushed
You'd
himself.
Have to, right?
Yeah. And then like a bunch of poop came out too. So,
I can imagine when you're pushing it forward, you're probably like, your nose is scooping it, right?
What could be going through your head, like, at...
Poop.
Exactly. But what thought would be going through your brain for that? It must have been less than a second.
But it probably seemed like an hour.
Oh, I know. It's like, poop. Okay, my head's inside of an elephant's ass. Not to address the elephant in the room, but please get your ass off of my head. And it's just like, to him, it's just like a little anal bead.
Yeah.
Just barely going up into
his
butt.
He's like, whoa, whose elephant finger was that?
That's right. It must have been someone with a really big knuckle. He's three knuckles deep.
So I've seen this new sensation on the internet. You know photobombs, right? Where people, you know, get in the back and stuff.
Yes.
And now they have animal photobombs.
They got video bombs, too.
That people are submitting of, like, loving photos of a couple holding each other. And in the background
is a dog
squatted and taken in, like, in
now
half
how,
poop.
How do you do that? Are they photoshopping these photobombs? Because
I don't know.
A lot of times you'll look at it and, like, you see a couple holding hands and you go, that was a gay picture. Or, it's so sensitive. Or then I say, look in the bottom right-hand corner, and, like, right behind him out of focus is two dogs humping each other. And I don't even understand that. Like, and sometimes I've seen, like, oh, this is a weird picture. This picture weirds me out. And you, like, look at it. It's a picture of a couch. There's nothing. But then if you look at it for a while, then you see, like, some psycho cat eyes peeking out from underneath the pillow.
The
and you're like, ah! So... But, yeah, so how do you set up a photo?
I don't even know how you set it up.
You would have to be a very good dog trainer to train two dogs to fuck in the background of a photo.
Or just one to drop a load.
So say
right
that
there.
There's two dogs hanging out in the park. Yeah. No leash law. They're just running around shitting. And then they see a couple ask a stranger, could you take a picture of us? And they're like, we should go. And that translated in dog talk is, hey, we should go over there and get stuck, get busy, like, while they take a nice picture.
Dogs are attention whores. That's what I'm gathering.
Yeah.
They just, like, they don't mind if you're watching.
And I don't know why, but I kind of like dogs more than, I mean, I like cats more than dogs. Dogs, I've never seen two cats having sex. Have you?
No. I used to live up in Portland, though, and we lived on the fourth floor of an apartment with this cat who is going through its first heat.
Boy, those things are noisy, aren't they?
Oh, man, and it would just sit there and drag its back legs across the carpet, and it would just smell like stinky cat vagina.
And sometimes they just don't stop.
I know. It was like.
But no, I've seen dogs a lot of times, especially in the photo bomb recently, and like my dog and my friend Bobby's my neighbor, his dog, they used to get stuck together all the time, and we'd have to spray him with a wet hose.
Stuck together like they had braces?
No, like he must have went past the sphincter.
Oh.
And they were stuck. And her dog vagina must have shrunk up on his little red rocket.
Yeah.
And so, like, he had actually tried to dismount, and they were stuck butt to butt, but his cock was stuck up in her thingy, her doggy vagina. And then, like, so they're like, because they're like, they're done. You know, it's like they're ready to have a cigarette, maybe take a nap. And then they're like stuck. And then everyone in the neighborhood's coming out and looking at them, talking about attention whores. You want some attention? Get your dick stuck in a pussy and stand on the sidewalk and bark.
Yeah, that'd be like having to go to the ER.
He's like, spray me. Spray me with a hose. Woo, woo, woo. Oh, wait. He said, which means spray me with a hose. Spray for those who don't speak dog speak. But, so I've never seen, I've heard cats meow and doing their thing. But, I just thought maybe that's why I like cats more than dogs, because they're not exhibitionists.
Maybe. They do a lot of sleeping.
And I've never, my cat sleeps like 19, 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
And although both of my cats are females right now, I've had male cats, and I've never seen their penises.
Yeah.
Dogs, they'll just whip that thing out. Like, you're having fun, you're playing with him, and you pet him, rub his belly, and all of a sudden he's got his dick out.
Have you
seen? Like, why are you showing me that?
They have those, you can get your ball or your dog's balls cut off. Not your own balls, but your dog's balls cut off, right?
You can get your balls cut off.
But they have replacements because they say that your dog gets depressed when you cut off his balls because, you just.
Why wouldn't I? Man, anyone can identify with that.
You can go and have these. They have four different, kinds from your standard hard to. Real
fake balls.
Balls that you can have sewn into those. And they have ones that, like the guy was saying, these feel real.
So he's feeling dog balls.
Yeah, so he's feeling dog balls.
But how does he know what real dog balls feels like?
He's obviously rubbing them, but if you're getting them put in post after that, you're like, I want my dog's balls to feel real after they've already been cut off. I mean, you're pretty much saying, I'm going to be feeling these balls.
I miss
later.
My dog's balls.
Yeah.
If he comes and sets on my head, I want it to feel like real balls, not like two fucking Super Balls in a fucking bag.
Yeah.
Oh, there was another. It just came to me. Somebody made a suggestion for the name of the show.
Uh-huh.
It was Three Legs, Two Sacks. Thank you for that, Mike Nelson. Just a little liquid shout out there. But,
although it doesn't have any correlation to anything, but I kind of like the sound of the Rocco and Taco show. Crickets.
So what's you're the taco?
I guess I'd be the taco. I'd look the part. I'm not really Hispanic, but that's what it would imply. But Rocco and Taco sounds funny.
But what's Rocco?
Just sounds funny.
What am I, fucking Sylvester Stallone over here? I make action
movies.
You're
that little wallaby. You're that wallaby on Rocco's Modern Life. Have you ever seen that?
What's a wallaby?
I think it's a...
Is that when you have a bee on the wall?
It's an Australian animal.
Hey, have you ever heard of zebra?
What
would happen if a zebra had sex with, like, an antelope, and then the antelope was the woman, and then the antelope had a little baby zebra, and it was a striped antelope?
That would be weird.
Anyway, this is what I've never heard of zebra. Check it out.
That's a zebra?
It says zebra. It sounded like there was a bird in the background, but
have you seen that video online of
you say wall of bees?
Yeah, wallaby. Watch out, I'm allergic, dude.
Hey, get out of here. Shoo,
did you see that video online of the lion that was about to eat the zebra, the baby that was dressed up in a striped shirt?
A baby?
It was a baby, but
a human baby.
A human baby, but there's glass. It was like the lion was on the glass, and the baby was
yes,
on the other side of the glass. And
I did see that.
Are just like thinking it's cool, and they're just like, I guess it feels safe because if they eat your kid, you're gonna get a bunch of money, right?
Yeah, you would. You'd get a bunch of money, but yeah. And then you wouldn't have the responsibility of having the kid either.
But do you know when you're dressing that kid up in a striped shirt that, hey, this might look like a zebra. I wonder what a lion would do in the midst. Not that you're intentionally putting in harm because of the window or whatever.
Well, still.
But you could kind of go, hey, I wonder if they would react to a striped shirt. You know, the lion over there whose natural instinct is to eat a zebra.
Right. Even if it's a little one.
Because why would you be filming it anyway?
Well, just to see.
Off chance.
Let's see what the lion will do.
Yeah.
What's the lion going to do today?
Know, right?
I don't even know. I would not put my baby in a zebra suit if I was at a zoo with lions, I don't think. Unless the insurance check was going to be good and the kid was being a dick. Because I love kids and everything, but I hate kids. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. No, we've been watching this little two-year-old kid once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And he's a pretty cute little kid, but it only goes for so long, you know.
Yeah.
How long can you go watching a kid?
No wear on you?
Well, yeah, he doesn't. He only says words so far, so he doesn't say, like, sentences.
Uh-huh.
He says, yep, a lot.
Uh-huh. Like the guy from Storage Wars? Yep.
No, he just goes, yep.
You got to get him saying the long version.
Yep, yep. we taught him how to give a high five and pound it.
Right on.
But that's all we could teach him.
Have you watched the Storage Wars Texas? You watch that show ever?
I watched a couple episodes and that chick and that other dude, but I kind of burnt myself out on a regular Storage Wars before, so I kind of...
Yeah, well, they show those marathons. Like, every day it's a different show that they're showing a marathon of.
I can't run 26 miles of Storage Wars. I mean, I could take a Trailer Park Boys 26 miles of Trailer Park Boys, but
yeah.
I can't... No, I used to like it, actually, but then after you've seen them all, it's kind of like... Oh, I know what's in there.
Yeah,
and there's going to be some guns at the end, and he's going to get some ammo. Or
there's
going to
be Elvis newspapers.
Yeah, and he's going to try to sell them, but they're not going to be as worth as much as he thought they were.
Yeah.
Well, I got more.
They had it. Did you ever watch that Shark Tank show?
No, but I watch you talk about it a lot. No, I've heard a lot of posts, and I know that I haven't. And is it a thing where they pitch ideas?
Yeah, it's basically
to billionaires?
Pitch ideas to guys who want to invest money in venture capitalists, you know, and if they think it's a worthwhile investment, they'll do it. But last time I saw a band on there, and it was this guy, a manager, and he pretty much, I think he assembled this three-piece band. And, you know, they weren't, like, great, they're, you know, rocking, but you're a standard
alternative type pop rock.
With the bluesy edge or whatever, and then, you know, but I mean, nothing I haven't seen out of the extraordinary even on the local level here, but
right.
But so they had their thing, and the manager, you know, they offered him $200,000 for 50% of everything.
Whoa.
You know, publishing, touring, merchandise, probably just like the whole package. And I'm thinking, that's probably not that great a deal, but could you turn down 200 grand?
I couldn't.
As a, you know, even if it was 50% of everything, because you figure you're probably going to make more than that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But what does 200 grand really buy you in promotion on the large scale of music? You know, that ain't Nickelback money to get you into that kind of an airplay.
No, no, and... I think bands like that, I'm going to say it. I think there's still, like, payola going on. I don't know if anyone's familiar with
exactly.
The payola of the 60s and the 50s, but it still happens. Like, I saw, I don't even remember, of course, it was on the internet, so it has to be true.
Abraham Lincoln said it.
No, it doesn't have to be, but, I mean, I believe it. Like, that had certain statistics, Good Charlotte paid, or their record company, paid $2,567 for 285 plays.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're playing their song every day, and then everybody's hearing it every day. It's just like MTV or anything else. You know, you force-fed by the media to like what you're like.
Yeah. Well, it's along the same line as it takes money to make money. You
it
know,
does.
You know, you got to have the money, and that's what one of the guys was
even
saying.
Even on the smallest scale.
Yeah,
so I don't even care.
Yeah, one of the guys said that he had invested in a band before, and by the time the album was done, he had invested $6 million into it. And luckily there was a hit single on there where he made that money back.
Well, if you're on a scale that large and you can get a number one single, then you're going to make your $6 million back. But still, the band's going to have to work their ass off for years promoting that one single and get paid minimal amounts because they're going to be pouring all the money back into an awesome stage show. And, oh, don't media.
Yeah, and then you got your show in 30 years where people are still demanding that you play Iran So Far Away.
Exactly. It is a long ways to Iran, though.
It is.
I don't even know why they were singing about that in the 80s because...
Well, they had the Contra hearings, but that was after.
Oh, and plus, remember the hostages, the Iranian. A lot of you kids won't remember that, but the Shah, remember the Shah?
Yeah, they couldn't run very far, though, because they were hobbled, right?
Probably. They might have hobbled all of them, just like. Oh, I think someone's at the door.
Hello?
Maybe it's our podcast neighbor, LT.
Hello?
LT could be like that guy who just like comes and sticks his face over the fence, but he'd just be like peeking in the row of windows at the top of the door, and then he would just like he would give us a medal or medal points down. Hey, we could maybe make medal points down part of our podcast and try to catch Lance
maybe
every day.
Maybe that's how we should call it: Metal Points Down.
Metal Points Podcast.
Metal Points.
Metal
down.
Points Downcast.
MPD.
You've been downcast.
MPD.
We must be almost getting to the end. About time to crack a cold one. I'm having a little bit too fun with this thing over here.
Any thoughts on wrapping up?
I think that this was a pretty successful yap fest. I would like to get on to one thing before. And if we go over, it's okay. It doesn't have to be. We could go hour 15. But I did want to mention that even though this initial podcast was just a bunch of yapping pretty much, it's basically going to be a promotional tool for the Oregon comedy and music scene. Dustin and I are both in bands, and I'm trying to get him to do more comedy. He's going to be hosting another show for me, and I don't know. I know this will come out before July 7th, but I was going to anyone that's listening that thinks that they might want to do comedy, I encourage you to do it, because if you think you're funny, you're probably not. And it'd be a good idea for you to get up on this kid. It'd be a good idea
Find
to
out.
Get up on stage, you know. And then if you're from Portland, well, we'll start with Eugene because it's closer to where we are. There's about 3 open mics that are open to anybody. The Green Room on 710 Willamette in Eugene has open mics on Sunday and Thursday. Sign-ups are at 7:30 on both of those nights, and showtime is at 8 o'clock. Time slots depend on the number of comics. You usually get 5 to 7 minutes. You don't usually want to go more than 10 at an open mic anyway. And then there's the famous Taylor's Bar and Grill on campus, which is 13th and Kincaid. Every Monday they have Donk Gong Comedy, which is Drew and Marcus from The Donkey Show, 101.5. And that's every Monday. Sign-ups at 8:30, showtime at 9. And if you suck, you just might get gonged. You remember Chuck Barris? I used to love the Gong Show. But speaking of that, another sideline. I'm just shooting shit out of my brain.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie about Chuck Barris?
No, but I recall it being on though.
And like he thought he kind of went crazy.
He did kind of.
And he
go
thought
crazy.
He was in the CIA or something.
I thought he was in the CIA.
He might have been.
I didn't watch the movie.
And see, maybe he was, and people just thought he was so crazy that they didn't believe him, but he probably really was.
Yeah,
but
and the
like,
CIA would never say for
now,
sure.
Now, when
right.
I was a kid, now that I've mentioned it on the show, we'll talk about it at the next show.
Yeah, you'll be shot by then.
Well, isn't he already dead? Oh, I'll be shot.
Yeah, you'll be
shot. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he wasn't really in the CIA. It was just a movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know anything about it because I don't want to get shot. But anyway, yeah, so that Donkey Gong, Donk Gong thing, you get gonged, and then you have to leave the stage in shame. And I heard a comic the other night at the competition that I was in, and he said gonging someone in a comedy show when they're sucking is just like saving them. Which is so true.
I would believe it. Yeah, you can't be afraid to be gone.
Like if you're doing a ribbon dance or you know, like an acoustic guitar piece, mm-hmm. and someone gongs you, oh damn, your dreams are crushed. I didn't even get to the second chorus. But if you're sucking ass as a comedian and you get gonged, you're like, thank you. Actually, my wife actually encouraged the gonging for me.
Of yourself?
Yeah, I was up there mm-hmm. not doing very good, but I didn't think I was doing bad because I was on stage.
Yeah,
so I was kind of
perception.
I was in comic blackout mode where you're just up there telling your shit and mm-hmm. you can't tell if people are laughing at you or at you, which is basically the same. But anyway, yeah, sometimes it's good to get gonged. But if you want to go get gonged, that's every Monday. Now here's
for
the...
You can't be afraid of the gong, right?
No, you have to embrace it.
Yeah.
You have to embrace it.
Because if you don't ever get gonged, then you're not pushing your limits.
And if you embrace it hard enough, when he hits it, no one will hear it anyway, so you won't have to leave the stage.
Yeah.
But and also on Mondays, which for people who are farther north than south in Salem, They have the Unmanic Mondays at the Triangle, which me and Dustin are familiar with there.
Yeah, we played there a few times.
We rocked that house a few times. So they have, and they got a new stage and everything there. I don't know if you heard, but the stage is right by the door when you walk in the front, which is weird.
Oh, wow.
Like, say you walked in the door.
So they moved the bar?
So, no, I think the bar is still right there. Like, the stage is directly facing the bar. They might have moved the bar. I only saw one picture, so
Don't
quote me on that. And I was going to give a list of open mics at Portland, but I don't think I really want to until next time.
No, we can point to, like,
there's a ton of them.
Like,
every night there's an open mic in Portland,
yeah,
at least. And Tuesdays.
I at least want to
mention Tuesdays, because Tuesday's awesome for a quadruple dip possibility, mm-hmm, which means you can do four sets within, like, a 10-minute radius. You know, you can go down
to have to live in New York to do that.
I know, and it's awesome. And Portland is quickly becoming a huge hotspot.
Yeah.
I mean, Comedy Central's watching.
I think probably Helium.
Bridgetown.
Helium coming in probably had a big thing to do with that, because I don't know if, you know, I've gone to Harvey's before and way
everybody
back in the
hates
day,
Harvey's.
And it's not a big. Yeah, and
everybody
I've
hates
never,
them
I
still.
Never, you know, been, I mean, a big fan of it either, even back in that day.
I've never been there.
Because they would give you all these free tickets, and then you'd go with your party, but then you'd get stuck with the bill because it's you, and, you know. You
10 drink minimum.
Yeah, well, no, you brought 16 people, you know. And a
yeah,
few
so
of
that's
them,
32 drinks.
A few of them don't, you know, really put all the money they have out there.
And that's funny because they just moved their open mic to Wednesdays, which it used to be Sundays after the show. Now it's Wednesdays, and then there's a funny thing on the Portland Comic Board. It says, if you arrive early and you don't, if you arrive early, it's better because you don't have to feel like you're fighting like a salmon in the current. And it says, oh, and don't bother ordering a glass of water because it will never arrive.
At Harvey's?
Yeah. And I don't know. I think maybe Whitney or someone might have wrote that. I shouldn't be naming names. But anyway, they have open mic every night. Tuesday night's the best one. You can go to Helium first. And if you don't get on there, you can go to the Funhouse, which is just a few blocks from there. And then they got Dante's. And Suki's goes to about 11, or I mean, at least one. So you could get in four sets if you get there soon enough. And then
that's
they got them.
See.
Everywhere.
It's good to see it having another explosion like it did. And, like, well, I guess it was the 80s, right?
Late
like
80s, yeah.
Late
and
80s
comedy. It kind of took like a crash in the early 90s, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, Helium's a nice place. I've been there a couple times, and actually, I guess only once, but me and Dustin are getting ready to join in with up to 140 other contestants.
Yeah.
So
that'll be my second ever comedy performance.
What a crazy dude. That reminds me of one friend. I won't mention his name, but he said the first time that he ever did stand up, it was to try out for Last Comic Standing.
Oh, really?
In Arizona. And he said that they told him his jokes were funny, but he was so nervous. Like, he sounded like Eddie Vedder because he was so nervous. And then he couldn't tell his jokes. And they're like, you're just way too nervous, dude. And you're funny, but you need to work on your stage presence.
I'm gonna be expecting comments on that and how unfunny my jokes are, especially if it's on a Tuesday, because I don't tell funny jokes on Tuesdays.
Well, that sucks, because that's their mic night.
And this is Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Now you've let the cat out of the bag that it was recorded on a Tuesday. No, but hopefully we'll be able to get this all tied up and get it maybe on by the weekend. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take.
Oh, this right here?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We should at least have the domain, right? We'll have a forum. I think we can get a forum going. I don't know. Should we have people tell us what we should be named, or give us ideas, or tell us what they like?
Yeah, maybe us what. I'm going to do some more Facebook polling, which is sometimes
isn't. If you know either one of us, or friend us, or do something.
Sometimes it's not very successful. Some people don't like to mess with that, or
whatever. It doesn't matter. If we like your idea, we'll take it. If not, we won't.
And you'll get no credit.
Yep.
If you don't like it, then we will slap you across the face. How do you like that?
I do like that.
I can't hear it, though. I was trying to slap him. Okay. I guess that's probably about an hour, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe even a little longer.
Oh, yeah. There was not only the open mics. That's kind of a good place at the end to do a little plugging. Cause
plug.
We might have to start doing it at the beginning because people might not listen till the end.
No. Well, that's the best part of the show is what the comedy bang bang. A little plug to another comedy show, the Comedy right. Bang Bang. They say the best part is the plugs.
Well, yeah, so that maybe is a ploy to make people listen to the end or at least fast forward to the end.
I think
end.
It's a ploy to make people think that the plugs are the most important thing to get you to listen to the end.
There you go. That's kind of what I said, but backwards. But sometimes yeah. I think backwards. But no, so we got some comedy shows coming up in this area. We are, if anybody listening out of the country or anything, we're in the Willamette Valley area of Oregon in United States. And so we kind of are going to be covering not a lot of Portland shows because we're kind of a ways from Portland, but any big ones we'll let you know. But we kind of focusing on our locals and our friends because we like to support friends. So, and we like to support ourselves next Saturday, which you might not even hear this before then, but the Green Room Comedy Club in Eugene is having its second official show with Will Woodruff headlining. We've got Chris Castles and Seth Milstein and myself. I'll be opening the show. Carmichael McGee will be hosting. And then the only other one I wanted to mention is Don Frost is coming down to headline at the Dixie Creek Saloon on July 7th.
Don Frost.
That's right. And boy, he's loud and funny. This is my impression of Don Frost. He's like, when I go to Walmart, I get helped. All right? Shut up, you little fucker.
Does he get helped?
He gets helped because he says, hey, could you help me? I think I'm over-modding the whole thing. But see, and so that's what happens when you listen to Don Frost. He's coming down, and Dustin's going to host the show. I got Joshua Finch, Carmichael McGee, and Seth Milstein coming from Eugene. I'll be doing a set myself. That's me, Terry Guile. This is Dustin Gatchell over here. We didn't even introduce ourselves at the beginning.
No, we didn't.
So maybe we'll get our shit together, smoke more weed before the show next time, and that way maybe we'll get into some of our – I got called an activist as I got introduced at the Baghdad Theater the other night.
Oh, really?
Coming up next, Terry Guile. He's a comedian and an activist.
You do activities?
I told him I'm active in many things. I wake up in the daytime.
Uh-huh.
I walk around sometimes. I eat food.
Yeah.
I smoke cigarettes.
Even rock stars mow the lawn, right?
I do. I have a riding lawnmower, though, made by Dunder Mifflin. It's called Sabre. Licensed by John Deere.
Will it print
Sabre.
Will it print paper for you?
It prints grass.
That'd be kind of cool.
It makes a mosaic grass print.
Speaking of grass, and not to get onto another topic, but I am. I'm tired of lawns, man. Lawns are dumb. I just want to cut it all out, and I'm going to put colored sand out there because I'd much rather walk on sand than I would on grass.
What if you get AstroTurf? Or are you not for the conventional look of the grass?
Nice I just green? Think grasses are dumb. I don't like maintaining anything.
Do you like the feel of the grass on the feet, or you just would
if
prefer
it's fresh,
sand?
If it's fresh grass, but I like sand on my feet too, but it's a pain in the ass to take care
But if you
of.
Had sand in your yard and then it rained for 4 months.
Yeah, I thought about that too. You know, it would be kind of
rough.
You
need to move to Arizona, son.
Yeah, something.
Well, I don't like cutting grass. I don't like... I don't mind it as much now because I'm just kind of riding around on the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Drunk Wade riding across town with the fucking triangle on the back and the kids on a trailer. I got a trailer on the back with a couch and then we got three kids sitting on it. I'm going to be in the parade. We'll get into prison voice later.
Yeah, I just don't like taking care of it. And it's kind of an elitist thing. I mean, the lawn was started as like an elitist, like you are rich so you could afford somebody coming in.
What did poor people have? Just dirt?
Yeah, dirt. They didn't even own places, did they?
They had dirt.
They just had dirt.
They have weeds and
stuff. Yeah. Where does grass grow naturally? I mean, you don't just see like a patch of
nice. In the fields?
You don't see like a patch of nice grass, though, that you'd see in somebody's
yard.
No,
you see patches of mossy crabgrass.
Yeah, with weeds sticking out.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's kind of elitist. Yeah. I guess.
Bastards. I'm not rich. Why do I got to take care of that?
Because you want your house to, well, some people don't care if their house looks good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to have grass that was 6 feet tall, but I also wouldn't want to mow my grass every day if I had a push mower.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Because I only have one leg that's real. That was the first mention of one leg. So we're going to say, well, I think we said stand up on one leg, podcast on one leg, podcast on three legs.
One leg cast.
Two peas in a podcast. I don't know what you guys can think of. That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
A T and a G.
Yep.
Or a TD and a podcast. Or GG, because we're both G's. We could be the GG podcast.
Yeah, GG all in.
Whoa. We'd have a lot of punk people listen to us. They're like, those guys are kind of funny, but they talk about Nickelback sometimes. This is GG All In podcast. It's like,
it's pronounced GG Allen, you dummy.
We're a poker podcast.
We're all in, GG. So we're both gangsters. We're both catching guy. Yep, so it could be
OGs.
GG podcast.
GG.
All right, so, yeah, we don't have a sign-off. We're just going to say once we get a little clicker button thing on our website that we don't have yet, you can donate to us so we can buy more weed and soda.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we'll buy a new microphone.
Microphones.
Or we'll buy something to spruce up the studio here so we can end up being a video cast, maybe.
Yeah.
Once we hit the big time, we'll be we'll be with everybody.
Or we'll buy a sound effects guy.
Yeah. We'll be the second people
on the
I put away my sound effects already. Darn it. We were supposed to be off the air. We're not even on air. Well, if you have wireless internet, we're on the air. I had a friend. He's not even my friend. I'm just going to mention Don Frost. He has penned a new phrase for podcasting. Instead of over the air, it's over the fibe.
Over the fibe.
It's
a
fiber optic network. Nice. We're live over the fibe of the podcast. Woo! I can't be stealing people's shit.
That guy is loud.
That's just a shout out because I kind of got a little man crush on him.
Yeah.
But I don't want to tell him that, so hopefully he won't listen to our podcast because I listen to his every day.
At least not the first one, right?
No. We got to get some listeners first. But all right, so this has been fun, successful, and hopefully you guys will hear this before the world ends.
Yeah.
We'll be doing this, who knows, we might record 5 in a row and then...
Woo!
Release them all at once. Just kidding.
Bam.
All right. We got any outro music or anything that we want to play?
I don't know.
Like. I was trying to wait for this to come on, but it's not coming on, and it's going to be. Just please wait. Please wait. Okay, we really appreciate you guys listening. Please tune back in next time that we put another one up, and my fucking computer thing here is being slow. I guess we'll have to dub this in later. All right, Dustin.
All right, rock on.
Rock on. Later, guys.